with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting new worries about the Kremlin using its nuclear arsenal after Ukraine fired several American-supplied longer-range missiles into Russia. Military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network, President Biden has indirectly given Putin the opportunity to bolster his nuclear arsenal.
He's made it very clear that he's invested and modernized his nuclear arsenal to include tactical systems. And as a result, he has every intention of protecting his homeland against incursions from outsiders.
Putin formally lowered the threshold for using nuclear weapons. The developments mark a worrying escalation in the conflict that has repeatedly ratcheted up international tensions. Steve Bannon's border wall fraud trial is postponed, correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Manhattan Judge April Neubauer has pushed back the trial of conservative podcaster Steve Bannon over his border wall fundraising scheme from December until February 25th. The judge ruled prosecutors can present new evidence. Prosecutor Jeffrey Levinson says Bannon's own group, Citizens of the American Republic, kept hundreds of thousands of dollars from the We Build the Wall charity while Bannon was haggling with American Express over a $612,000 balance. Bannon's lawyers say the group was being paid for work performed and was entitled to direct money to the charity's founder, Brian Colfage, who was sentenced to over 4 years in prison in 2023 for his role in siphoning money from the charity. I'm Jennifer King.
President-elect Trump says he's nominating Dr. Mehmet Oz, who hosted a long-running television talk show, to lead the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Oz unsuccessfully ran for Senate in Pennsylvania as a Republican in 2022. This is SRN News. The Bible may be coming to Texas public schools.
Texas public schools could use teachings from the Bible in lessons as an option for students from kindergarten through fifth grade under a proposal before the State Board of Education. Testimony was heard Monday for and against the plan. It mirrors Republican-led efforts in other states to incorporate religious teaching into public school classrooms. The board is expected to hold a final vote on the measure Friday. The curriculum, designed by the state's public education agency, would allow teachings from the Bible and concepts such as the Golden Rule. Jeremy House reporting.
Survivors of clergy sexual abuse are urging the Vatican to adopt the same zero-tolerance policy that it approved for the U.S. Catholic Church in 2002. They argue that there's no reason why children around the world shouldn't be kept just as safe from predator priests. This is SRN News. Governor Ron DeSantis says Floridians will likely know who their next U.S. senator will be by the beginning of January.
Assuming the Senate confirms Marco Rubio as President Trump's Secretary of State, it's up to DeSantis to appoint his replacement. Some Republicans are urging the governor to name Laura Trump, current co-chair of the Republican National Committee. Some Trump allies are pushing for Mr. Trump's daughter-in-law on social media, and she hasn't denied her interest. Other names being mentioned include Lieutenant Governor Jeanette Nunez, Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody, and former Florida House Speaker Paul Renner. Rich Thomason reporting.
Hakeem Jeffries won re-election Tuesday as the Democratic House leader. The New York Democrat received support from his colleagues despite the party's inability to win back majority control of the chamber in last November's election. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.